There's Taylor with a play. Dominic Pollyon's in on goal. Yes. That's the goal! Ooh. Great save. Down to his left from long. Snapshot from Pollyon. He got away from his man, took it early. And it's a good stop. Good hands from the keeper. Down the line we go. It's in towards Lyle Taylor. Being let on by Nat Knight. Percival, yep. Has it gone out of play? No, it's kept in by Taylor. Sets it up here. Comes in. They score. Oh, no. Bending effort. They all look to the official, the flag stays down and Abdou curls one home and City are behind. They all look at each other, they look at the assistant, but it's a sucker punch for the Bantams. Wimbledon at a goal to the good.
Got a lot of men behind the ball. Go on, Taylor.
Taylor's going to bang one! Just wide! Well, whenever Paul Taylor picks the ball up anywhere within sight of goal, you do think he's going to have a bang. He did, and he just flew about 6 feet wide in the end. Almost a Paul Taylor special. And that is the half-time whistle. A little bit muted from the crowd. It's been wholehearted. You can't fault the players. But at half-time, it's City nil, Wimbledon 1. What's he going to do here, Taylor? Goes on the right-hand side. He's going to hit one. Bangs one.
Oh, it's a hit! Yes! He's got him!
He's got Pollyon at it!
Yes!
Well, you wanted him off at half-time out there. And he scores! And that's just what City required. I thought he might have been offside, Colin Doe. We all looked at the assistant, but the flag stays down.
Is the referee going to speak to the assistant here, or he is?
But he's given the goal, hasn't he?
He's given the goal, but now he's going to speak to him.
I'm not sure who it came off, whether it came off a City player.
Come off, killer. Oh, he's given offside.
Unbelievable. City's luck. You could not call it. He has given the offside, and now all the City players, well, they just wanted to get on with it. Nobody was in the referee's ear. They were in the referee's ear, and he's gone over, and he's overruled, and he's given offside. He's gone a little reverse ball around the back, sliding challenge, and he's been done at his near post. It's a sucker punch again for City, and Ruben Sattelmeyer came racing out. It goes past the goalkeeper at his near post. They've poked home and we are 2-0 down. It is an absolute shocker. Trying to make something happen. That's a shove in the back on Knight Percival from Cody McDonald. McDonald's got the better of Knight Percival and he's in the box and this could be it. And it's a great save, is it? No, it's crept in from Sattelmeyer. Oh my word. City have been undone. That night, Purcell has to do better. Sattelmeyer's got to be stronger. And City are 3-0 down here. And you just wonder, how is this happening?
Although it's not been pretty today. City have at least worked very hard in the shirt. It's not, of course, as they offload here.
He's offside.
Piggott is offside.
He's offside.
He's offside, is it? Goes through the legs of the goalkeeper. They look to the official. And City are 4-0 down. And that will lead to a mass walkout here, and they've picked us off again. And I tell you what, we are leaking goals for fun, but you've got to think the officials, look where the goalkeeper is, by the way. They're in the bottom corner by the scoreboard, and the goalkeeper runs right across the pitch
to celebrate it.
Well, everybody's going now, Colin. This is hard to take. It's tough to swallow, isn't it? On a game we thought we had to win today. Well, he'll integrate them properly, won't he? And you fancy maybe all four of them will probably play next week. You fancy he's got to try and give them all a game, having brought them in. That is it. It's boos at Valley Parade. It's understandable. It's a dreadful afternoon for City, who've been beaten by 4-0.